Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. Today I want to talk about how to develop a long-term strategy for your network marketing business. Now, here's what I've found in the past 21 plus years of doing this. Most people who join network marketing, they've never done sales before, they've never done marketing before, and they don't come from an entrepreneurial background. They have the employee mindset, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you want to become a successful business owner, you do have to transition from the employee way of thinking to the entrepreneur way of thinking. And that can be a tough challenge for some people. Employees tend to be more short-term thinkers, and entrepreneurs tend to be more long-term thinkers. Of course, there are exceptions to that rule, but that seems to be the trend that I've noticed anyway. What I want you to do starting today is think of your business as a long-term, part-time project rather than an immediate solution to today's financial problems. And this is where people struggle. They join our business normally out of either inspiration or desperation. They're in a bad financial spot and they want their business to provide them a ton of cash right out the gate so they can fix their financial problem. But here's what I found. When you start a business, it takes a while to get things going. This is any business. You have to learn the ropes. You have to get established. The goal your first year in business in any business is to learn and survive. And it takes most businesses a couple years, 2-3 years to figure things out, to get profitable, to start running smoothly. This is normal in any industry. Network marketing is no different, especially if you've never done it before. So look at your business instead of as an immediate income source. Look at it as an asset. Look at it as a 3, 4, 5, 10-year project to create some serious cash flow, passive income for yourself. Number two, start thinking of yourself as an entrepreneur, not a network marketer. I would argue that most successful network marketers, they think like entrepreneurs. The network marketer, as I mentioned earlier, they're more short-sighted. A lot of time they're really amateurish. They're come across as pushy or desperate. Think of yourself as a business owner, and network marketing is simply your business model that you choose to do your business with. Number three, you want to create a written business and marketing plan for your business. Every successful business, at least the ones that I know of, they have a written business plan. They have a written marketing plan. They work from a plan. In other words, the owner does not just wing it. Every day they have some type of strategic and tactical plan that they're following for their business to acquire customers, to make the cash register ring, to grow their business. The next thing, stick with one company for the long haul. So here's the truth. Your first year in a network marketing company, it's going to be tough. You're going to look like a fool for a while. You're going to get a lot of rejection. You're going to probably struggle. I know I did for a long time. And here's what most people do. They'll do a company for 30 to 90 days. They aren't getting the results that they think they should be getting. So they go to a new company and then they repeat this process. What I have found is if you struggle in one company, there's a high likelihood you're going to struggle in any company that you promote until you develop the right mindset, until you develop the right skills. So pick the company you want to have your problems with, make a long-term commitment to it, and then just focus on getting better every day. The next tip that I can share with you is to build your email list. This is something most network marketers are not taught. What most people are taught to do is to make a name list of everyone they know. And I do admit that's a good way to start your business. That's a good way to get some practice and to learn how to approach people and how to overcome objections and how to close. But if you have a business, your most valuable asset is going to be your email list. Even if you're building your business face-to-face, and there's nothing wrong with that, it still works. You should be building an email list in the process. Now, an email list is not just a list of emails. It's a group of people who have visited your website. They have typed in their name and email, and they have opted in to your email list. This is called permission-based marketing. The reason you want to build an email list, other than because it's going to be your most valuable business asset, is because most people, they're going to need 7, 10, 20, 30, 50 follow-ups before they are ready to buy or join you. If you have them on your email list, you can automate that follow-up. You can stay in touch with them frequently. You can educate them and build up that like, know, and trust with them. And that's going to become your biggest and most valuable asset. The next thing you want to do is, if you're developing a long-term strategy for your network marketing business, is you want to brand yourself. As an example, and I'm not in Herbalife, I'm just going to use Herbalife as an example. If you are in Herbalife, don't brand yourself as an Herbalife distributor. Why? What happens if you get terminated? What happens if you switch company? What happens if the company went out of business? Instead, you are your own brand. So brand yourself. And remember that people join people, they don't join companies. So brand yourself, position yourself as an expert in the niche that you choose, and realize that you are your own brand already, whether you realize it or not. The next thing you want to do is you want to track your KPIs. These are your key performance indicators. Every business that I know of, especially the big companies, they have KPIs for their business. It's going to vary from business to business, but it might be number of new distributors you signed up this month. It might be number of prospects that you approach each day. It might be the number of retail sales, dollar amount that you sell each week. Whatever you determine are your key performance indicators, what I encourage you to do is to track it each day, each week, each month, all the way through the year. The reason you want to do this is you can determine what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, what you need to do more of, what you need to improve upon, and what you need to stop doing in your business. And if you don't track it, you can't improve it. And finally, if you want to develop a long-term network marketing strategy, you need to measure your progress each month. Here's the truth. There are good days and bad days. There are good weeks and bad weeks. There are good months and bad months. But if you are doing the right activities every day, if you're doing those income-producing activities, you're going to see your business grow from month to month. Yes, you might have weeks where a few people dropped off, and you might have other weeks where you gained net 5 or 10 distributors. You might have a month that you didn't recruit anyone, and another month you recruited 10 people. But if you track your business every month and you put it on a spreadsheet and you put down all your January stats and then all your February stats and then all your March stats, and you do that every month throughout the year, you will see progress in your business and you will see trends in your business, and this will keep you motivated. Don't worry about the days and the weeks. Just keep doing the right thing every day, and over a monthly basis, you will see improvements in your business. And if you do that every month for the 12 months, you'll see that you started your business here in January and now it's December, and you'll be able to see all the good things that you accomplished because you tracked it, you measured your progress, you look for trends, you look for areas to improve, to stop, and that made all the difference. So become a long-term thinker in your business. This is going to help reduce your stress. It's going to help make your business more fun. It's going to keep you on point. Set some long-term goals for your business. Set some yearly goals. Set some 3 and 5 year goals, and then break down those yearly goals into monthly, weekly, and daily goals that you can aim for. Write everything down, track it, create your business and marketing plan, stick with one company, focus on just getting a little bit better every day. And here's the truth. You're going to underestimate what you can do in 1 to 6 months in your business. And you're going to overestimate what you can do in 1 to 6 months in your business, but you're going to underestimate what you can do in 3 to 5 years. Start thinking about 3 to 5 years rather than 1 to 3 months. That's what entrepreneurs do. They have a vision. They're working toward that vision. They don't let the day-to-day minutiae beat them down too much. Yeah, they have good days and bad days, but they're so focused on their vision, they don't let the day-to-day push them out of the business. So I hope you got some value from today's training. I hope you start thinking long-term. I try to post a new video almost every day. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. Also, in the description box below this video, I'll share some helpful links and resources that can help you level up your business. Thanks for watching. I'll talk to you soon.